Shalom. This is Billy Brim and
your daughter, Shelley Brim Baggett.
And
Gene Wiseman.
And we're coming to you today with a Voice of One Witness radio broadcast right here from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we have a remnant. We now know what a remnant is. We had our regular prayers here at noon, and we have a remnant who's been able to stay with us for these radio broadcasts. Now, we're going to be talking about the power of God, and the Holy Ghost is the power of God.
Yes.
John G. Lake said, and we're going to talk about him, he said, electricity is God's power in the natural realm. The Holy Ghost is God's power in the spiritual realm. So when we talk about power, we do not, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. And we're going to talk about that power and dunamis power all this week. And one of the things I appreciate most about the Holy Ghost, of course, Jesus told them about the Holy Ghost and told them that he had to go away so that he could leave the Comforter. And he said, now, when the Comforter has come, he's going to do certain things for you. And the part I love it all. We're born again, quickened by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But one of the things I love the most about the Holy Ghost is he guides you.
Yes.
He leads you. Mm-hmm. And he led Jesus. We're going to talk about that later. And we see here in John 17, 13, Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. And then Romans 8, 11 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And one of the things that so thrills me about the Lord is, about the Holy Ghost, is that he leads us. And Brother Hagin said one of the things that blesses him is unconscious leading. Sometimes you know because he speaks straight to you, and then sometimes afterwards you find out something and you see that you were Holy Ghost led.
That's true.
And that's kind of what we discovered here between we're doing these broadcasts all in one day, and between broadcasts, Brother Gene Wiseman shared something that I'd call unconscious leading of the Holy Ghost. And Brother Gene Wiseman had called me at Christmas, and he said he had a real short dream. And in the dream, he was with me. He said, I was very busy. I had some papers and things. And he asked me a question. What was the question?
If you could share one thing with me that would be beneficial in my walk with God in the ministry, what would it be?
And what did I say?
Old-fashioned Pentecost.
Glory.
That was the very words you used. In fact, you had your finger pointed at me just like you've got right now. You said old-fashioned Pentecost. And I knew when you said that you were talking about the book of Acts, Holy Ghost.
Now, we're talking about power. And one of the men who knew the power of God and operated and manifested it to the world the best was John G. Lake. Shelley and I went up to his home. His first part of his ministry was in South Africa, very powerful, and then in Spokane, Washington, and he had just moved to Portland, Oregon, and he bought a house across the street from Mount Tabor Park. Shelley and I went into that park.
We did a broadcast.
We did a television mm-hmm. broadcast for TBN from there, and we walked. We got them to let us come in the house. And then we walked out the back door and out by the garage and across the street up to Mount Tabor Park. And in Mount Tabor Park, he had this vision. He was praying about the new work that he was going to start in Portland. All right, Shelley, you want to read to us? And this is from the book of, at that time, unpublished sermons by John G. Lake, which his daughter and son-in-law brought to us when we met them probably in the late 70s. And Gloria Copeland had the published into a book. And one of them is the account of this Portland vision. Would you read that, please? Not all of it, but about what you did.
John G. Lake had several questions, and the angel was answering them. And so toward the end of the vision, John G. Lake says that he personally discerned the heart of the angel was overburdened.
They had visited people around the earth where mm-hmm. there had been power, and then there wasn't, and mm-hmm. certain things.
And in answer to this, the angel said, quote, human selfishness and human pride have consumed and dissipated the very glory and heavenly power that God once gave from heaven to this movement, as you have beheld. And then we were now at the foot of the pathway again. He took a step or two away, and in a sort of despair, my heart cried out, "Angel, these are all struggling for want of an ideal. What constitutes real Pentecost? What ideal should be held before the minds of men as the will of God exhibited through a movement like this?" During all this time, I'd carried my Bible in my hand. Reaching for the Bible, the angel opened to the book of Acts, ran his finger down over the second page, that portion where the Spirit of God came down from heaven. Proceeding through the book of Acts to its great outstanding revelations and phenomena, he said, and these are the words, quote, "This is Pentecost as God gave it through the heart of Jesus." And then in all capital letters it says, "Strive for this, contend for this, teach the people to pray for this, for this and this alone will meet the necessity of the human heart, and this alone will have the power to overcome the forces of darkness." And then the angel was departing, and when he was departing, he said, "Pray, pray, pray. Teach the people to pray. Prayer and prayer alone, much prayer, persistent prayer, is the door of entrance into the heart of God."
Hallelujah. So praise God was Jesus. Leading me to study power and the power of Pentecost and dunamis, and we're going to be talking about that. We have to have it. You called me with that dream, short dream, where you said, "What is the one thing that would benefit me?"
Yes.
And you and the answer was old-time Pentecost.
Yes.
And that was the answer of the angel. One thing and one alone.
Right.
Now, I called you back when I had read that, and I read you that account out of the book of John G. Lake.
Yes.
And I even said, I am reading to you from the John G. Lake book, and I said, from pages what?
139, 140, and 141.
Why did I say that to him? He doesn't have the book. I don't know why I said it to him.
I'd never heard of the book.
He never heard of the book. So then tell what happened.
a few days after that, I was scheduled in Mississippi for a meeting down on the Delta. And I was in service one night, and I was sharing this same thing with the congregation
there.
The
vision, the dream, and then the telephone call.
Yes, about what I'd asked you, and you told me old-fashioned Pentecost. And so I was sharing this in the meeting. Well, the lady speaks up, and she said, "Brother Wiseman, I have that book, and I've got it right here."
Now, that's a big book, the John G. Lake book.
Oh, it's not a small book. And she had that book, and I said, "Well, do you mind reading from pages 139, 140, and 141? I even remembered the page numbers, and I didn't write them down, but I remembered them. So she stands up and reads from that book the very same thing.
Amazing.
And so after that service, I was out someplace else in another. Well, I was down in Miami, Florida last week. And I called my wife, and she said, "You've got a book here that someone has sent you." Well, that lady had ordered this book when she found out I didn't have it. The lady in the service had read from it. And so my wife said, "I am really enjoying this book, and I know when you get home and leave again, you're going to want to take it with you." And I want it. So I gave her the book, and so the Lord just blessed me with another one.
Because I told the people that stayed here from the prayer meeting, Brother Weissman, we'd give him that book, and we'd give it to everyone that was here, and we're going to get it to you. It'll bless you, because we're on a quest now. We cannot, absolutely cannot do without the power of Pentecost.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell you what's in that book. There's one letter, and I didn't want Gloria to print it, and she did. But John G. Lake's daughter told me, she brought this handwritten letter to us and gave it to Brother Hagin. And what do you know? Gloria put it in the book. But he had seen the dunamis power of God operate in Africa, South Africa. Hundreds of churches had grown up under him. And then he saw a waning of that power. And he thought that it had to do with organization, that they had organized it away. And he was writing this letter to someone, and he said, "Dear brother so-and-so, you and I, we all know it's not there like it was." And he said, "If I had it to do over, I would take a meat cleaver to any organizers who came along." So I didn't think you'd want that much information about John G. Lake. But it shows you he didn't want to do without it.
Righteous indignation.
Righteous indignation. It's what Sister Woodworth Edder said. You become, and she had the power. We made her book available, too, to our listeners. She prayed for this power. She said, don't be satisfied with getting along without it.
Oh, yes.
And that's what happened. I do not think God ever wanted the church to go 2,000 years almost with a very little. There has been some, and we got a lot of people saved, and there's a lot of things going on. But dear God, look at that world and the trouble it's in. I think you could lay a lot of it right to the door of the church, because we've been too satisfied to get along without it. And people right now, oh, dear God, I'm going to tell you my righteous indignation is up. Give me a meat cleaver. My son Chip, and now we haven't been in one of these meetings, but he just came back from West Virginia, and he heard tell that they were having meetings which they call Holy Ghost Light. L-I-T-E, not light, but light, like you have Pabst Light and beer light. And that it is, you can come to the meeting and it'll just be Holy Ghost Light. There won't be anything heavy. And I said, "Dear God, Chip, that is blasphemous." I said, "The meaning of glory is heavy."
Right.
The
Hebrew
took away. Word for glory is heavy. He's Amen. The spirit of glory, and he's heavy with everything good, splendor, copiousness, power.
Yes.
We have been satisfied to our detriment with little light sermons that don't amount much to a hill of beans,
Amen.
And then have hardly any at all confirmation of the word that was preached.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm on my soapbox, so I better calm down.
No, Mom, we love it.
Come back tomorrow. And we're going to talk about that dunamis power of God that we're not going
to
do without.
Amen.
God has got us praying for it,
yes.
believing for it, and he's told you, brother, there's only one thing.
Absolutely.
He told Brother John G. Lake, there's only one thing, and it's recorded for you in the book of Acts.
That's
and
right.
if you want results, you're going to get them one way, and that's going to be the book of Acts way,
Absolutely.
And that's the Holy Ghost way, and it's dunamis power. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Amen. God's definition.
God's definition.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, I'm not interested in man's, in these little, well, praise the Lord, we better go. This is all of us saying, everybody say it together. Shalom, shalom,
shalom,
until tomorrow. And please come back. We hope we didn't scare you away.